Blog Talk Radio.
And good Thursday morning, Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios. A lot going on last night, as we said yesterday. MLB, NHL, and NBA all going on last night. A couple of game sevens in the NHL. We'll get to that in just a little bit. We'll want to address a situation. First of all, speaking of situations, let's just call it what it was, an absolute beatdown last night at the Tropicana Field. Oh, my God. The Rays sound off on Jason Hamill last night. 13 hits, 6 earned runs off of Hamill. Peter Moylan comes in and adds 5 more to the board. This thing was all Rays from the beginning. They get 5 in the bottom of the 8th to put this thing on ice. And Chris Archer was good in this game, was really good in this game. 8 innings, 5 hits, 11 strikeouts in this ball game. Chris Archer was just on the mark on seemingly every pitch, except for one. If you missed it, and my guess is you probably did, Chris Archer, still on the mound, comes in on Salvador Perez in the 7th inning. 7th inning of what was already a 7-0 game. Comes inside on Salvador Perez and bops him on the elbow. Okay, you know, normal, nothing, no big deal. You know, that pitches get away. Well, yes and no. Archer had been on all night long. All night long. Well, the reaction to it was less than stellar by Salvador Perez. He quite honestly just really blew up at Archer's game after this play. Now, it was kind of questioned throughout what exactly Salvador Perez was so mad about. It was a pitch that got away. It didn't hit him on the head. It didn't hit him, you know, where there was no padding. It hit him on the elbow, directly on the elbow pad. My guess is Sal barely felt the pitch. But why was he so mad? Well, it turns out that earlier in the game, after a strikeout of Brandon Moss, which God knows which one that was, there were 17 of them probably last night. After a strikeout of Brandon Moss, Chris Archer celebrated just a little bit more than Salvador Perez was comfortable with. And he and Salvi had words about it earlier on in the game. Sal was not happy with the way Archer was celebrating, especially in a game that was such a blowout. And then he took exception to, you know, whether this pitch was happenstance, that it happened to be with Salvador Perez, or whether it was directly related to what had happened with Salvador Perez early on in the game. No one seems to know. But, again, as on as Chris Archer was last night, he was painting corners. He was missing bats left and right in this ballgame. Again, 11 strikeout night for Chris Archer. He was good. He was flat out on. To see that one mistake pitch get away from him just seemed very, very odd. So retaliation, maybe. Are we going to see this boil over a little bit tonight? Probably. And it had continued throughout the night. Danny Duffy, a normally mild-mannered Danny Duffy last night, gets on Twitter, because that's what athletes do now. They sound off on Twitter. He had this to say, this about what, just about midnight last night. Pops on to Twitter and says, with the quote, "There was without question intent there. By the way, if you're going to dot somebody up, own it. He was not impressed with the way that Chris Archer fired back. He was not impressed with that at all." This is a non-situation, guys. And if anyone is to blame for this situation, and I know I'm going to get some heat for this, but if there's anyone to blame for this situation, it might be Sal. There's a good chance that it's Sal. And I get, yes, he was good. I get Chris Archer was good. But Sal didn't need to react. He didn't need to. In a 12 to nothing game, whatever it was at that time, I think it was 7-0 at that time, in a game that was so far out, Sal needs to take his base, and I know I'm going to get heat for this. Sal needs to take his base and just let the game play out. Let the game end. Because, you know, after a while, I understand the frustration has built up. There's no doubt about that. The frustration with the players has built up. The frustration with the fans has built up. And I think that's what we saw in this game. An act of built-up frustration finally coming to a head. This thing is a non-issue, and Sal made it an issue. And I'm not going to sit here and do what other MLB players, I lost a lot of respect. No, but Sal just needs to calm down, quite frankly. And I know that that's probably out of the realm of the true fan, what a fan should say. But Sal just needs to calm down a little bit, quite frankly. But again, the Rays do get the 12-1 victory. The Royals back at it today. A game this afternoon, actually a noon start today for the Rays and the Royals. Jason Vargas going to the mound. His MLB leading 1.19 ERA at the test of the Rays today. We'll get to a little bit of a preview of that later on in the show. As you know, I like to bookend the show, like it or not, with Royals on both sides. So we'll talk about the pitching matchup coming up later on in the show. But as for the rest of the the NBA, first of all, the playoffs going on in both the NHL and NBA, it was a rough night for Washington, man. Just a rough, rough night for Washington. We will start in the NBA, as it was game 5 of the Eastern Conference semis between the Celtics and the Washington Wizards, and the Celtics get this thing from the opening tip. They control this ball game. Up at the end of one, they were up 12. At the end of two, they were up 16 at the end of math is hard. They were up 16 at the end of the half. And really did not look back in this ballgame. They get the 123-101 victory. 29 points for Allen Bradley in this game. He was very, very good. Avery Bradley for the Boston Celtics. He was good in this game. 29 points. Also coming in, 18 points for Isaiah Thomas. 19 for Al Horford in this game. Al Horford has been just a great part of this Boston team. He has been a excellent addition for the Celtics. And again, they get the 123-101 victory over the Washington Wizards last night. The Celtics now hold a 3-2 advantage. John Wall, 21 points for the Wiz last night. but only three players reaching double figures for the Washington Wizards last night. Bradley Beal also with 16, as well as Otis Porter Jr. with 13. And Boston gets game five, 123-101. As we said, a bad night in Washington last night, and this only added to it as the Caps game seven between the Penguins and the Capitals last night on the ice. Pittsburgh gets the shutout 2-0. They get the game seven win and now move on to the next round. They get the victory over the Capitals last night. And really, this was just a all-around shutdown effort by the Penguins last night. They had a very, very nice night. Marc-Andre Fleury with 29 saves in this game. Did not allow one to get past dominant so far in the playoffs. Other than that one really rough night that he had, he was very, very good in this series. Did have that one hiccup, as we said, a four-goal night by the Caps. Four goals and five goals in both game five and game six. But really, other than that, a very nice effort all around by Marc-Andre Fleury. And again, the Pittsburgh Penguins move on to the next round after knocking out the Capitals 2-0. They win that series 4-3. A Western Conference series also going to game seven last night. It was Anaheim getting the 2-1 victory over the Edmonton Oilers last night. Both of the only Edmonton goal coming in the first period. The Ducks score two unanswered and get the 2-1 victory last night. A lot of excellent play by the Oilers in this series, kind of all for naught in this series. There were really good plays all series long made by Anaheim. This series was a lot of fun to watch, but the Ducks do get the 2-1 victory over the Oilers last night. Again, game seven goes to the Ducks. Looking ahead to what is going on tonight in the NBA, quick look at the schedule tonight. No games in the NHL, but one in the NBA. Game six between San Antonio and Houston tonight. This one should be an excellent ball game. That's 7 o'clock start for the Rockets and Spurs after a nice game in game five for both of these teams. A nice back-and-forth game in game five. This one now hopefully can come down to the end just like the last one did. If you remember back on, I believe it was Monday night, the Spurs get the block at the end of the ball game. Manu Ginobili, with the game-winning block late in this ball game, and San Antonio gets the game five victory. They now lead that series 3-2. Game six tonight, 7 o'clock on ESPN. All right, as we close out today's show, as we always do, we'll take a look at the pitching matchup for this afternoon's game for the Kansas City Royals and Tampa Bay Rays. A familiar foe coming back to Kansas City, coming back to face off against Kansas City, one Jake Odorizzi. Of course, he was involved in that blockbuster trade a couple of years ago, sending Wade Davis and James Shields to the Royals. Odorizzi part of that trade and has really become a star for the Rays, become a very good piece for the Rays. I still think the Royals won that trade, but Odorizzi has become a very nice part for the Rays. Right now, 2-1 with a 2.88 ERA. Had a very nice start against the Blue Jays on Saturday. Hit only his second outing coming off of the disabled list. He allowed three hits in seven innings. Gets the victory, but has not fared well against the Royals. 1-3 in 5 career appearances for those starts against the Royals. He is 1-3 with a 5.40 ERA. The Royals have a chance to get this series today. Again, a noon start for the Royals and Rays. Jason Vargas going to the mound for Kansas City. He is 4-1. Again, has that league high 1.19 ERA. Had a great outing, 6 shutout innings against the Indians on Saturday, only giving up 4 hits while striking out 6, but got the no decision in that game. The Royals would end up winning that contest, but they would get it late. So no luck for Vargas in this, but right now 4-1. Jason Vargas going against against Jake Odorizzi today. Royals and Rays at 12:10. You'll be able to find that game all over, of course. The game today will be the decider between these two. So if you have a chance, get to a radio, get to a television, whatever you need to do, this one should be a lot of fun. Vargas and Odorizzi, something's got to give between two very, very good pitchers. And again, two guys that are very well acquainted with the opposition. Several players having a lot of at-bats against the opposing pitcher. Derek Norris leading the Rays with appearances, at-bats against Jason Vargas. 21 at-bats for Derek Norris against Jason Vargas, only hitting 190 on the opposition. Both Eric Hosmer and Alcides Escobar had 12 at-bats, and both batting over 200. Hosmer actually batting 400 against today's pitcher, against Jake Odorizzi, with a pair of home runs. Alex Gordon, the team high with 5 ribbies. So the Royals, no stranger to Odorizzi, and has really had his number in the last few games. Again, he is only 1-3 with a 5.40 ERA against the Royals. So this one maybe tips a little bit in the Royals' favor, and you have to feel they have just a little bit of piss and vinegar in their system right now, trying to get back for what was a rough game last night. They have a chance to do that again. 12-10, Vargas against Odorizzi today from the Trop, the final game against Tampa. Then they come back and come back and take on the Baltimore Orioles coming up after this series. So a big list of games against AL East teams coming up for the Kansas City Royals. All right, that's all I have for today. Enjoy your Thursday. I will be back here tomorrow to break down all of the games going on tonight, as well as take a look toward the weekend. More NBA and NHL series wrapping up over the weekend. We will take a look at that, as well as a whole lot more on Friday's show. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.